The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Monday. Happy Samhain to everyone out there. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And lots happening this week. Just want to let you know, as far as our guest lineup for this week, so you'll have something exciting to look forward to. Tuning in, we've got Jonathan Rose with the Genesis Gold Company on today from noon to one. We're going to be talking about the difference between currency, man-made paper, gold, and silver. Now, I know a lot of you have been stocking up for more than just a rainy day, and you're going to love to listen to what Jonathan's got to say because he's been in the business a while. And Genesis Gold Group, we'll get into more detail about that. Tomorrow, Frank Davis from OptiVita Products will be joining us. And, of course, as a result of Frank being on the show, we've got the flu and winter wellness bundle offer. It's silver lozenges times two and vitamin C and vitamin D, one of each of those. The retail bundle is $70.90. The sale price is $53. And, of course, don't forget to add your silver gel, 24 part per million, and OptiVita silver liquid, 10 part per million, to complete the winter wellness bundle. And, of course, now when you build up to $200, it's not the end of the month yet. Well, it is the end of the month today, but you still get to qualify for the credit restoration primer, and that's free with your $200 order as long as you're stocking up. G. Edward Griffin, you've heard of that name before. He's the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. Remember that? He's the founder of Freedom Force and the creator of the Red Pill Expo. He is going to be on as well this week, as is Sophia Smallstorm. She is going to be talking about chemtrails and global warming. Clayton Llewellyn from Heaven's Harvest is going to be on later in the week to talk about survival food. Robert Tektalian, Vitamir, on Thursday. And also Alex Newman and Dan Happel will be joining us from the 2022 Red Pill Fall Expo. And, of course, our Feel Good Friday ends with Lauren in Ohio, a longtime Power Hour listener and Power Mall customer, and she's put a plan for Power Primer together that we're going to make available exclusively for our listeners. So just to let you know, we got 10% off Vitamir products as well, and the Genesis Gold Company, we're proud to partner with them, the Gold Group, faith-driven stewardship. That's what we're empowering here. The battle is between currency, man-made paper, gold, and silver. Man-made currency always leads nations down the path to increase war, greed, and ultimate collapse. And why is that, you ask? Well, because our government, for one, writes checks its body can't cash, and it's all because of the fact we have fiat currency. Genesis Gold Group believes in empowering faith-driven stewardship with gold and silver, which are an integral part of a balanced portfolio. We're going to be talking about protecting your finances with precious metals, which has never been more crucial during these trying times. With a combined 50-plus years in the precious metals industry, let your Genesis Gold and Silver experts guide you through the simplicity of asset protection and growth with our Genesis Gold IRA. You can visit them online at genesisgoldgroup.com, or you can call their gold experts at 1-800-200-4653. The Red Pill Fall Expo, taking place at the Salt Palace Convention Center, Salt Lake Marriott, downtown at City Creek. If you want to go, the coupon code is POWERHOUR for 10% off your ticket price. Of course, we appreciate your donations. We're on GiveSend Go as well as the Support Us tab on thepowerhour.com. You can buy us a cup of coffee. So many different ways that you can support us. If you want to listen by phone, our number is 518-737-0180. Lots of news today, seriously. Lots of news. So much so Makes you wonder how we even have time to take phone calls, but we always do. You've got something newsworthy of interest. The number is 844-769-2944. Now, in Brazil, apparently the voters down there like the idea of being like Venezuela, which is nothing but a ruined economy and a total mess, because they have voted to elect corrupt socialist Lula. And Bolsonaro, of course, has not conceded. Luiz Ignacio Lula da Silva, once convicted and sentenced to over two decades in prison for alleged corruption, won this year's presidential election against incumbent conservative Jair Bolsonaro. Now, like I said, he has not conceded. So we'll see whether or not we have a runoff or exactly what happens. South Korea is in shock and grief as 153 people died in a Halloween crowd surge. The 153 people were mostly in their 20s and 30s, and apparently you cannot cram that many people. They were part of hundreds in a crowd of people that stormed through an alleyway. You can read about that in our email blast we're going to send you. Italian healthcare workers who have been suspended for rejecting the jab will soon be able to return to work, according to the European country's top health official. This is an official who was appointed by Italy's newly formed ruling coalition to lead the Ministry of Health. Said his administration is working on a measure that would reinstate unvaccinated doctors and nurses before the end of this year. The U.S. and South Korea, by the way, are holding large-scale joint air exercises involving 240 military aircraft next week to bolster their combat readiness amid North Korea's ongoing missile provocations. This drill is known as Vigilant Storm, going to run from today through the 4th of November, involve major air missions such as close air support, defensive counter-air, and emergency air operations, according to the U.S. Air Force. As Xi Jinping secures his third term, the CCP will continue to subvert international rules at the West's expense, according to experts. What they're saying. Russia, by the way, is suspending Ukraine's grain deal over a ship attack claim. Russian Defense Ministry cited this alleged Ukrainian drone attack against Russia's Black Sea Fleet ships moored off the coast of occupied Crimea as the reason for the move. Joe Biden, on the other hand, is working on another $50 billion. That's $50 billion with a B. You know, I wonder whether these are your tax dollars or whether or not he's just asking the Fed to loan the United States government $50 billion more money on the back of the working class. He's considering another large block of funding, particularly if the Democrats lose their majorities in the House and Senate. Again, I sometimes wonder about the tit for tat in the alleged uniparty system. UK's crime rate is a record high. Woke police are solving smaller proportions than ever. As a matter of fact, we were just reading this morning about an elderly couple, a Romanian immigrant, broke into their house and brutally terrorized and assaulted them, leaving the husband in, I don't know whether the wife is dead yet or the husband is in really bad shape. He's going to be a vegetable the rest of his life, suffered a broken neck in the attack. So if you think that this is something, wait till you hear the story I'm going to read about the sex offender that forcibly raped a 12-year-old, was convicted, did time here in the States, and then deported back to Mexico. He's one of those gotaways that snuck back in again and went right back to where the crime occurred, North Charleston, South Carolina. So those of you wokest out there in North Charleston, you know, they always say they return to the scene of the crime, right? Gotta love it. They busted the guy, by the way. They tracked him there, and they got him again. It's amazing. They always manage to catch up with the gotaways, but this guy already has been convicted and did time for sexually assaulting a 12-year-old, from what we hear. This is pretty great. Oh, it was a fourth grade girl. Let's get that straight. Yeah. Carlos Bartolo Rios. Yeah. Third degree sexual conduct. That's what he was, exposing a minor to obscene material. North Charleston, South Carolina. Gotta love that. Boy, if John Bourne was still mayor of North Charleston, man. Stuff like this, I don't know if it'd be happening or not. The U.S. is going to deploy up to 6 nuclear-capable B-52 Stratofortress bombers to a remote Australian airbase in a move experts say is aimed directly at China. Okay, we'll see how that fares. Obviously, Xi Jinping is aware of it. Because, you know, thoroughly modern Millie probably called him up and told him. Shanghai Disney has become the latest high-profile venue to shut its gates thanks to China's strict zero COVID policy. Unfortunately, they trap visitors inside. Wow. So I guess all you people get to go play with Mickey and Minnie in a little woke atmosphere. You go right ahead. Enjoy yourselves. And see how long the food supply lasts in there, huh? At least 132 people were killed after a century-old cable suspension bridge collapsed into a river yesterday evening in the western Indian state of Gujarat, sending hundreds plunging into the water in one of the worst accidents in the country's history, at least over the past decade. Over 100 people plunged into the Makchu River when the bridge in the state's Morbi district collapsed. In U.S. news, over 20 million people have voted so far ahead of the midterms. Some 12.5 million have cast mail-in ballots, while nearly 8 million have voted early and in person. This is data from the University of Florida's Election Project. Now, understand the GOP's logic here. You see, while they're looking at the number of people that have cast mail-in ballots, right, they're counting these ballots. Now, this gives all the Democratic strategy is to get as many people to go in early voting and cast as many absentee ballots as possible. Mail-in, whatever the case. Because that's how the Republicans say they won the election. The Democrats won the election the last time, right, in 2020. Because they stuffed ballot boxes. Well, you know, 90-something lawsuits have been filed. Or no, 73, excuse me. Lawsuits have been filed by the GOP preceding the elections to try to clean up the mess so that this won't happen again. Judges have ruled that mail-in and absentee balloting or balloting by mailbox harvesting, that sort of thing, the ballot box, is illegal. Wisconsin, Michigan both had major victories there for the GOP. But see, what the Republicans, I think, are trying to do is tell everybody who's going to vote GOP, because, see, they won't have a chance once election is over on the 8th of November, while the lunar eclipse is taking place and they're counting ballots. GOP, you watch, is going to turn out in major droves on the 7th and the 8th. I predict the 7th is going to be a big day because they won't have a chance to go in and stuff ballots and do all this other stuff. So they're going to wait till the 8th. And the majority of them, they're going to swamp the polls on the 8th so that there won't be a chance to go in and continue to stuff. That's the thought process going on here, right? Meanwhile, FDLE, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, is considering investigating an alleged long-running and widespread ballot harvesting operation among black communities in the central part of the state. They're considering probing the matter on the recommendation of Governor DeSantis' new election crimes unit, which was established this year, by the way. They're going to stop this ballot harvesting. People are going to go to jail for doing it. Trust me, they're not going to stop until they get what they want, which is to turn this country, our constitutional republic, into a communist nation. This won't be socialist. Socialism leads to communism. And if you want this country to be run in the nature of a dictator like Xi Jinping, and it could be China that's actually going to come in here and trample over all of us. All they got to do is launch an EMP and 9 out of 10 people be dead in a year. They could come in literally and take over this country with their 20 million man army. They have to face we the people and whoever, whatever armed citizens are left. I mean, think about that, ponder it, and understand that this is something that could happen. And if you want Xi Jinping running this country, I mean, they'd love to own America. They really would. They're already buying up big chunks of it, and we're letting them get away with it. All these woke corporations are investing in China, and they're helping them take over America. And these woke corporations won't get it until China comes into America and nationalizes all the businesses and assassinates all of the corporate hierarchy of each of these major companies. You're all dead. Congress is gone. Everybody serving in the executive branch is gone. No, China will replace everybody in government, everybody in the woke corps. They'll all be nationalized. There'll be no more social media. You won't have freedom of speech. You will disappear. They'll make you disappear. This is how China is being run right now. So if you want to see China's communist-run politico in this country, if you want to see it here, then go ahead and keep voting in these socialists and these left-wing progressives. Keep voting them in, and you see what happens. Keep supporting these woke corporations. You see what happens. It's just a warning. Writing is already on the wall, folks. They've made enough declarations over there about how they'd love to take over America. If they didn't think America was wonderful, why are they buying property over here? Why are so many corporations wanting to do business like the NBA with China, giving them billions of dollars? Why are they helping China? I mean, I thought we had Trading with the Enemy Act. I guess we don't consider China an enemy. No, not until they actually come on our foreign soil and with their military and take us over, right? But I'm telling you, you people in Congress, it isn't just the Pelosi hammer attack you got to worry about, which Rob Reiner, you know, meathead from All in the Family, right? Archie Bunker, meathead. Rob Reiner thinks it's all Trump's fault that Pelosi got attacked, right? You see, this is where Hollywood screws up and unzips its fly. Because, see, Hollywood needs to just shut up and not say anything because their careers, every time you get somebody like Mark Ruffalo or Rob Reiner or Elizabeth Banks or Sigourney Weaver or Oprah or anybody else that opens their mouth, they ruin their career because nobody wants to support them because the woke certainly aren't going to pay to go to their movies. You look at current history and what history shows us, and you'll figure that out, right? Carrie Lake is thanking Liz Cheney for the biggest fundraiser yet because Cheney's anti-endorsement efforts, saying a television ad that she sponsored and recently broadcasted calls a big surge in campaign donations to Carrie Lake. And of course, see, Carrie Lake was in the media for so many, many years, and she's already figured out how the media operates, and she's called them out. She's called them out publicly. She says our campaign donations are skyrocketing and our website nearly crashed from traffic as people rushed to learn more about my plan to put Arizona first and join our historic political movement. See, people are sick and tired of the border invasion. It's happening in Carrie Lake State. Katie Hobbs, who doesn't want to debate her. Katie Hobbs, if you ever watch her on TV, she and Fetterneck have a lot in common as far as their brain, the way it functions. Because Katie Hobbs talks like an airhead. I seriously is. If you ever watch her, she talks like an airhead. Good night, everybody. Fetterneck, yeah. Amazing how that works, isn't it? Patrice in Ohio, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's actually afternoon your time. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I got a conference call at 12:30, so I'll make it short. So, did you bring up the fact that the call to the police for Paul Pelosi was a wellness check call?
Yeah, sure did. I mean, that's what we were just about ready to talk about. That was my very next story. Amazing. You read my mind.
Wow, I beat you to the punch.
Yes, you did. Please.
He said, Paul did, that he didn't know this person, but the guy's name was David, and he was a friend.
Yeah, amazing how that works. And then the two of them are grappling over a hammer, supposedly in their underwear.
Yeah, and now, supposedly why are two guys... the other story was that Paul was at a gay bar and got in a confrontation with the male prostitute while leaving the bar. And so, I don't know, put two and two together.
It
was a male person in his accident that left the scene from the last DUI.
Uh-huh. Well, and look at it this way. You see how they're making excuses and trying to demonize DePape, who's 42 years old? This is what they're doing.
Yeah, but he's a liberal. He's a nudist.
Sure.
If you look at everything, he has the Black Lives Matter thing. He's was a hemp jewelry maker.
Yeah. They're trying to demonize him.
People he knows and hangs with are pedophiles, convicted pedophiles.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I don't know. But
well, you know what amazes me?
This, but I don't know. I think most people are onto this, though.
I think they are. But, you know, here's the funny thing about it. Because of what happened in Pelosi, and I don't know why they were fighting with a hammer. I'll let that sink in. Paul.
It's Paul's hammer. They said it was his hammer. It's his hammer.
It's his hammer. If I had a hammer. Yeah. All right. So now Congress is talking about expanding security for some lawmakers, believe it or not. And
yeah, but that guy didn't break in. He didn't break in.
No, he let him in, which makes me wonder, why are both of these guys fighting with a hammer in their underwear?
The police had to break in.
Yeah. I heard they actually somebody answered the door. Wow.
Yeah, and no one said, "Where's Nancy?"
Yeah, makes me wonder why all of this stuff is coming out. We don't know the whole story because we weren't there.
I think Nancy
it would have been funny though.
Called services and said, "Hey, check on my husband," or somebody did with their. I'm sure they got it on video. I mean, I can access a video to a place I own and see what's going on. Somebody knew what was going on and said, hey, get over there. A wellness check, because he's 82.
Uh-huh. And here he is dancing with a hammer with another guy in their underwear, which makes me wonder exactly what they were doing before the cops got there. Gotta love that. We're at the break. Thanks for calling, Patrice. We appreciate this. I love the scuttlebutt. But you see how demonization works and how propaganda works and how the spin machine is in motion trying to make Paul Pelosi look like the good guy, like he was the victim. Ah, do I detect a pattern here? We'll be back with more news in your phone calls after the bottom of the hour break. Stay with us.
Begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. If you currently have an IRA or 401k, find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. As top economists continually warn us to brace ourselves, find out how to protect your portfolio today with our free definitive gold guide and create your own financial bunker safeguarding your IRA funds. Call right now at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Act now and learn how to protect your IRA and 401k today. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. That number again is 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-4653.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday, October 31st. For most of you, it's Halloween, but if you look at the roots of where Halloween came from, it's called Samhain. It's Irish. We have a little story, by the way. at the end of our email blast with a picture of a pumpkin talking about the Irish origins of Halloween. The tradition originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, when people would light bonfires and wear costumes to scare away ghosts. This day marked the end of the summer and the harvest and the beginning of the dark, cold winter, a time of year that was often associated with human death. Celts believed that on the night before the new year, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred. On the night of the 31st October, they celebrated Samhain, when it was believed the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth. Over time, Halloween evolved into a day of activities like trick-or-treat, carving jack-o'-lanterns, pumpkins, festive gatherings, donning costumes, eating treats, indulging, overindulging, eating too much candy, causing cavities and trips to the dentist for the kiddies. So have a happy, safe, and Halloween, if you would. And watch out for the fentanyl or anything that looks like it. Please, mommies, do not let your kids indulge in the candy until you've had a chance to inspect it, okay? Just a thought. How many have we had so far die? Over 107,000? And the numbers just keep climbing. Carrie Lake, by the way, making the news headlines again because she's accused Legacy Media of spreading fake news of a burglary of Democratic rival Katie Hobbs's campaign headquarters. And, of course, no evidence. What are they trying to do? Make a Watergate out of this thing again? 30-minute press conference a day after the break-in, Lake claimed the only reason Hobbs accused her was that Katie Hobbs is losing in the polls. So, basically, Lake said, guys, we're going to do a tutorial on how fake, bogus, defamatory news is made. Lake told a gauntlet of legacy media outlets in Phoenix, we know the world's watching. So let me spell it out for you. Lake said while meeting with police officers and firefighters, my desperate opponent who was sinking like a lead weight in water pulled a stunt and you guys fell for it. She put out a defamatory statement. Y'all ran with it. You didn't do your journalistic duty. It was malpractice in journalism like I've never seen before. And it was an effort, I believe, to influence the election. You know, we know this stuff happens all the time. They make it look like a break-in so they can blame the opponent and make it look like the opponent did something. You know, why would somebody want to break into Katie Hobbs' brain, let alone her office? Because like I said before in the last segment, Katie Hobbs, when she opens her mouth, talks like she doesn't have a brain. Kind of like somebody we know up in the White House. Let me give you another clue in case you don't know who that person is. He loves to shove ice cream cones in his face. Yeah. He kind of like he's sniffing the ice cream cone. You know, you get where I'm going with that, right? Republican-leaning states have been shortchanged and three congressional seats in electoral college votes have been affected because of the undercount in the 2020 census. Democrat-leaning states received at least one extra vote and vote due to census overcounts and kept at least two they should have lost, according to analysis of Census Bureau's post-census survey. The Bureau acknowledged the errors exist, but said there's no way to correct them until the next census in 2030. Interesting how that works. Then you wonder why things get a little slanted and why everybody's in each other's case. Why we don't want to talk nice to people. We don't want to play nicey-nice to people. Thank God I'm not on The View. Can you imagine how that would turn out if I appeared on The View like Ted Cruz did? I wouldn't have lasted. I wouldn't have lasted. Boy, they'd have chased me off the set. I'd have been levying insults against all of them. I'm just not going to put up with it. I'm not going to be put up with cancel culture and all of that garbage. That's just nuts. Sorry. And the FBI, speaking of cancel culture, they're asking a U.S. judge, Amos Mazant, an Obama appointee, to allow the FBI an extra 66 years to release information from Seth Rich's computer. You know, Seth Rich got, he was murdered. They try to make it look like it wasn't. No person's ever been arrested, much like Chandra Levy, even though they all pointed a finger at Gary Condit, who's a congressman at the time. The FBI's assertion that the privacy interest Rich's family members hold outweighed the public interest, that was rejected by Mazant. He has ordered them to release the information on Rich's computer because people want to know what he was working on at the time. And outlets, several news outlets, of course, you know, they're already, you know, reporting that Katie Hobbs' Democratic headquarters was broken into by Carrie Lake. Yeah, right. Well, now they're reporting that Clarence Thomas dined with Governor DeSantis the day before striking down Roe v. Wade. Ross Story ended up correcting its version of what it said. That didn't happen. They met for lunch in 2021. Okay? So they got that wrong. And AOC now has come out faulting Biden for not including undocumented immigrants in his blanket pardon for people convicted of possessing pot. One of these days, AOC, you might not even be a congresswoman after this election cycle. Amazing how that works, isn't it? I mean, you're going that route. You saw what this returning Gotaway did to a fourth grade girl in North Charleston, South Carolina, and he returned to the scene of the crime and they got him. Wonder what's going to happen, AOC, when you become a real victim instead of the one that you think you are. And by the way, a former DEA agent who trespassed on the Capitol grounds on January 6th, he was still working for the administration. And U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly, a Trump appointee, tossed the charge out of lying to the government for Mark Ibrahim. He's out. He got released. Judges dismissed the charge. And, of course, we're going to include seven Biden-Harris quotes that are going to come back to haunt him in the midterms. That's in your email blast as well. George in Canada. How are things north of the border, sir?
Oh, always a pickle, always a pickle. I was listening to Dr. Charles Hoff do a speech in British Columbia with some other doctors outlining the great plague we face. I posted that on my conspiracy-cafe site if people want to listen to a great analysis of all these things. A great American took a terrible beating over the last few days, as Dr. Peter McCullough had a lot of his medical credentials pulled in the state of Texas. Not his license, I'm told, by his assistant, but a lot of his teaching and ability to publish papers and having papers rescinded by whatever evil mafia is trying to control the medical narrative around the world. And he's a great hero. He's one of my favorite personal heroes. He probably never started out to be a hero, but when I interviewed him on Power Hour, I made it quite plain that doctors wear a uniform too. We know what the soldiers wear, we know what the police wear, we know what the firefighters wear, but those white lab coats and scrubs, they're the uniform of a profession that must have honor. And like any officer and gentleman and gentlewoman, is when you wear that uniform, you have to stand up for what you believe in. The proper medical practices to do no harm, the Constitution, all the rest. And it's required. It's not an option. And I talked to Inspector Colombo about that break-in in San Francisco.
George, I hate to bother you. I had to do my Colombo impression.
Yeah. Well, he was a master. My mother watched Colombo. That's probably what made me a better detective.
No doubt.
So when you look at the picture of that shattered window in the back, the glass is on the outside, not the inside. Wow. It was broken from the inside. And that's just one of those things that would bother Colombo about the whole affair. And probably it is an affair that they were involved in some rather kinky behavior that happens among grown men from time to time. And that's the substance of the thing. They were friends. The neighbors say they were more than friends. So I think they knew firsthand. So don't let the train go down, too far down the tracks with the propaganda from this. Colombo knows it right from the start. It was an inside job, not an outside job. And the only thing he probably said to the police was, quick, I need a spin doctor. And major media pulled up very, very quickly to attend to the patient. If he was even injured or wounded, who knows? But there was a great, I had a great thing sent to me this morning, and you got to scrape yourself off the floor when you listen to it. Obama speaking. And I don't know if you've seen it or heard it. And in a 100% Democratic crowd and audience, and everybody's chanting F Joe Biden, and Obama can't handle them, and he just gives up. It's music to the ears. So they're not happy. And I guess they can't get enough dead people to vote, even if the living ones have no use for Biden either, except to just swear at him. And then a terrible thing has happened, is this Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has threatened the breathing privileges of Kanye West for saying some things that go counterculture to his counterculture. And that's an ominous ramification. So some people are placing bets on how long he's going to survive before there's a crime scene and maybe somebody returns to it, or maybe they don't. But another thing, too, since you were mentioning Roe versus Wade, I keep forgetting to mention this. There's a charity in the United States called Preborn, Saving Babies and Souls. And they'll give a mother who's pregnant a free ultrasound, because they found if you're considering an abortion, if you see a picture of the baby and they provide all these services for free, you're 80% of them will choose not to do it. And they'll help the mother when the baby's born to give them essentials of life to help keep them on the road. And that's a very important thing, because we say we don't believe in it, we don't want it, we don't condone it, but there is a way that people are actually out there. And I understand that they even sponsor radio programs, so maybe that's something Catherine can reach out to see if they want to be a sponsor for Power Hour, because, you know, that's just heaven sent. Babies and a way to keep the show on the air. So, and Mao, oh, I got to make a comment on Mao. Everybody's chewing up to Mao. He had a great saying, the capitalists will give you the money which you use to buy the ammunition to shoot them with. So put your money in China. Line up against the wall.
Oh, my, George. Always interesting to
hear
from you.
God bless you all.
God bless you too, sir. Thanks for your chiming in this morning. We appreciate your investigative work. And geez, I hate to bother you, but we have to move on with the news. You know, I'm just kind of like, I got my raincoat on here. And no, I'm just kidding. I love Colombo. I always like it because he always, just one more question. I just got one more question. And he's always, you know, kind of tilting at an angle when he asks the question, trying to be not defensive. He wants to try to put the other side at ease when he hits them with the hard stuff, stuff they can't answer. You know, like, what were you two guys doing dancing around in your underwear? I always wonder about that. Yep, makes you wonder what they were doing. We got into a little tussle while we were having a little slap and tickle. Might that be what was going on? Huh. I love it the way the spin doctors work, don't you? Moving on to the economy, which... that's probably one of the reasons why so many people are going to the polls. Chevron is confirming what Mayfield Energy is saying. They're expected, and we're talking about Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, Virginia, South Carolina, shortages of diesel fuel. And the company also noted extremely high prices in the Northeast, 30 to 80 cents a gallon more. According to Chevron, the diesel market is going to stay tight into the winter. With a ban on some Russian imports going into effect in the first quarter of 2023, the situation could become worse. And a lot of this has to do with the current economic policies. Shutting off the pipelines, shutting off oil and gas leases, making it harder to get oil and gas leases, making it less profitable, which serves as a deterrent to starting up oil and gas leases. Yeah, do we have to continue preaching this? I think everybody's figured it out. Technocracy intends to destroy capitalism and free market economics, replacing it with a resource-based economic system that obviates private property, ensures poverty and dependence upon the scientific dictatorship for survival. States have the power to withdraw from this attack and create alternative free market alternatives. We have an article on that from Technocracy News included in your email blast. If you're not subscribed, you should be. Amid a continuing rise in inflation, excessive federal spending, and growing public alarm about the state of the economy, the November 8th midterm elections may represent one of the last opportunities to attain a legislative majority that's willing and able to reverse the catastrophic fiscal policies pushing the country toward an implosion similar to the debt crisis that befell Greece in 2009. According to one economic expert, that report also included in your email blast. And, of course, Hobby Lobby's 80-year-old billionaire CEO has come out. David Green has come out and said, I chose God. He's made headlines for his decision to give away ownership of the company. Rather than continue as a business owner, Green wishes to be a steward for God, citing faith over wealth. A new U.S. chip ban could cripple Chinese development of AI and supercomputers. Believe it or not, the U.S. Department of Commerce announced a sweeping new export controls that are going to cut China off from cutting-edge chip-making equipment and certain advanced semiconductor chips. We'll see. We'll see how that works. Even though it's Washington's latest effort to hamstring China's military modernization and development of its supercomputers, we have people that have always these woke corporations are trying to figure out ways of circumventing the U.S. government and getting the information over to China anyway. Now, we'll see just how this government cares about enforcement of the law. Chance, welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
Yes, hello, Dave Meister. Dave Meister, I like Peter Falk, too, but did you know that he was a member of the Pilgrim Society? Are you familiar with the Pilgrim Society?
I've heard of it. Refresh my memory.
Okay, well, it's part of the Illuminati groups, you know, like the Skull and Bones. Yeah,
that's
the Pilgrim
Society.
Yes, and I'd like to give you a reference if you want to check it out. Now, I'm not trying to badmouth the guy, but this doesn't look good, you know?
I know. I just think it's funny to imitate. That's all.
No, I know. I like to have fun, too, especially nowadays. All right, I'm going to give you a reference. It's in Fritz Springmeier's book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati. And this is an extremely well-documented book. Now, I guess, it's hard to find, and you pay the premium price for it. This is on page 477, if you want to research it yourself out of curiosity. And with that, Dave Meister, you have a great day, and keep up the good work, my friend.
Appreciate that, Chance, and I made a note of that, including the page number. So I appreciate your chiming in and enlightening me on the subject matter. Got to wonder about all this. It's science, too, by the way, because Da Vinci and everybody else was part of that. And they were scientists. Just like they made those vaccines at the speed of science. Oh, my. You got to love stuff like that. These people think they got it over on us. We, the people, I think, are waking up more and more by the day. In the health category of your email blast, you're going to see articles on the top five habits for a healthier life based on an interview from the Joe Cohen Show. How to assess your biochemical individuality. Believe it or not, there are SNPs of genes that make up single nucleotide polymorphisms. I know that's a lot, huh? They have a urine organic acid test that can provide valuable insight into your biochemical individuality, and combined with genomics testing can help chart a course for healing complex chronic health problems. Believe it or not, yes, your pee says a lot, but they have an organic acid test that you can take and you can ask. You know, this is a way to, there's something you learn every day. Elevated oxalate is a common cause of chronic pain and fibromyalgia, and the one way to lower your oxalate level is to take Epsom salt baths, as the sulfate will displace the oxalates. Wow. Things you never knew. Now you know. Clostridium difficile loves sugar and resists disinfectant analysis. Dr. Joseph Mercola fact-checked this. This is a bacterium that may trigger watery diarrhea, fever, hydration, kidney failure. It's evolving to a superbug. It is adapted to sugars commonly found in a Western diet, producing spores capable of resisting disinfectants. So you'll definitely want to read that. We have a parasitic item at the Power Mall called Paratrex Harmful Organism Cleanse, something you might want to invest in while you are buying at the Power Mall. Remember that what that $200 purchase gets you. I got it right here in my little hand. It's a copy of the Credit Restoration Primer. We still have copies at the Power Mall. I may just keep this going until we exhaust all of them. Because, I mean, you're going to spend the money on supplements anyway. We might as well get the information out there. And, of course, if you're going to believe everything you hear, you'll love this one. Biden is incorrectly claiming the price of gas was over $5 a gallon when he entered the White House. Well, the then average price of regular gas was $2.39. Now Biden says the most common price of gas in America is $3.39, down from over $5 when I took office. Yeah, Joe, go eat your ice cream cone. Those of you who live in Hawaii's Big Island might want to prepare. Seismic activity on the world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa, indicates there may be a potential eruption. The last one was in 1984. Wow, are we due for another one? We've got a little link for you under gardening, farming, and homesteading you might want to check out under heavensharvest.com. We will be joined at the top of this coming hour by Jonathan Rose from the Genesis Gold Group. We hope you'll stick around because you're going to get an education in what is going on with your pocketbook. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us for these two segments. We'll be back after the top of the hour break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.